Psalm 122:6. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my family and friends, I will say, peace be with you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity. Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim. Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim. Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim. Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim. Let's sing that again. Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim. Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim. Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim. Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim. Shalom, shalom. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shalom, 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 shalom. Shalom.
Thank you, Lord.
Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim. Now in English. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall live in peace. Sing the chorus. Shalom, 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 shalom. Jerusalem shall live in peace. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim.
Thank you, honey. You could turn that down.
Shalom, shalom.
Thank you, honey.
Yerushalayim.
Praise your holy name. Welcome. Welcome, everyone, tonight. Welcome. Hallelujah. Before we go into prayer tonight, let's invite the Holy Spirit in this place. Hallelujah, Lord. Precious, precious Holy Spirit of the living God. We want to welcome you in our presence this day. So before we do that, Lord God, your word declared that if we have sinned, Almighty God, your word said that we can come. We can come boldly to your throne and we can ask for forgiveness in this time of need. Whatever we need, whatever we have done, we could say, Lord God, forgive us. Wash us this day, Almighty God. See only the blood of Jesus, your blood, Lord God Almighty, your covenant with us, Lord. That is so significant. Your blood washes us clean so we can come and we can say, Lord, forgive us this day. And we know without a shadow of a doubt, based on your word, you said you're not a man that you should lie. And because we know that you're not a liar and you will not lie and you're not a man, you are a spirit. So our spirit connected to your spirit tonight. And we say, forgive us from all our sins and unrighteousness. Forgive us this day, we pray. And if we are not saved, Lord God Almighty, we say, Lord Jesus, we repent. Based on your word, we believe that you came and you are now sitting at the right hand of the Father. And I could say even furthermore, you are in the Father. And if you say, Lord, by your word, forgive us from sins, we now can call you to let you be our Lord and our Savior. Savior from everything, anything, just about anything at all that we have committed. We don't have to call them out. We just say whatever it is, and we just give it up to you, Lord Jesus. And we just believe that you, Jesus, died for us. And because of your death, we can have life and we can have it more abundantly. And we say, Father, lead us to the right place that we may be able to go and get your leading on your teaching about your kingdom. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in the heavens. And we really, really want to know about your kingdom. We really do. There is something about this day. Give us eyes to see, give us ears to hear. Tonight, this is not the work of a man. Man does not have anything to do with anything at all. Just get locked in to the Holy Spirit. Just get locked in to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Just get locked in. Just get locked in. Let's take a little bit of time out and just to meditate on him. This week we had a fast and it was on different names of God. I'm going to get my phone and I'm going to go back in on some of the names. And if you were in our fasting, Kilimaduriba, Kilebasite, Miramando Kola Baike, Sheramando Koli Nabala, Rimandoli Kichi Malote Lebaya. What are the names that we call upon? Was El Shaddai, and it means promise. He is your promise. What did he promise you in your word? What do you believe in God for tonight? What are you believing him for? He is your El Shaddai. Another name that we word on the licked on. He was Yahweh, Jehovah Jireh. He provides. What do you need from him tonight? What do you need from your Jehovah Jireh tonight? What do you need? He provides. The third one that we looked on was Adonai in the Hebrew language. But is Adonai, what is Adonai? Our Lord, our Master. He is our Lord. We can depend on him to lead us and to guide us into all things, into all truth, based on John. I believe it's John 14 or John 15. Please go get the word of God and look it over for yourself. If I say John 14 and it's incorrect, go to 15. Look it over. He said, when I leave, I'll send you a comforter. And the comforter will lead you and guide you into all truth. Do some Google. Get your Bible out and do your research. That if the person that is talking to you, if they're giving you wrong scriptures or wrong information, you should by then know in your heart that it's wrong and it's not right. He is your master. Then the other one that we went down after master, so that was three, Jehovah Shalom is your peace. Today we sit back and we see prophecy fulfilled. We see Israel and its borders have peace. We have heard about that all these years and all these times, but we have never experienced that before. But now it is here. But as we can say, when you read in Daniel's and when you read in the other part of the scriptures, which I am going to be studying on, because I felt in my heart, this is only false peace for the time being, based on the word of God. Yes, we have peace now, but our peace is only for a season. Israel's peace is only for a season. The only person who's going to bring everlasting peace is the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ himself. So let's not get complacent at what happened today. God just used a individual in different nations to bring forth peace. But this was already established in the Bible. And if you read Ezekiel, if you read Jeremiah, if you read Daniel, if you read Revelation, you will actually see that we're living in biblical times. When you go to Matthew 24, I believe it's 24, where it talks about the false things and the raw and the war and the rumors of war. We are in this today. God is coming. Jesus is coming back. Yes, we are here to enjoy our time and do what we want to do, but we should have it in front of us, not in the back of our mind. We should know that he's coming. We should repent every single day. We never know what the day or the hour. Man cannot predict. He only said when these things are coming forth, the time is, we can see that the time is here. We don't know when the time is, but it's up to us as the body, as a believer in the kingdom, to go forth and preach the kingdom with signs following. I gotta get right. You have to get right. We're all in this together. Hello, Moshiki. If I speak in the spirit, if I speak in tongues, if there's no interpretation, what is your name? iPad number two. What's your name? It says iPad number two, but I don't have your name there. What is your name? Let me see what you have on, like a green top, like is it green or white? What's your name? Put your name on. Let me see your name. God is getting ready to restore your house. Your house is in a shambles. All right, let me see here. Wow, I can't see it. Oh Lord. Hey Sonia, what is that saying? Destiny, put it on the thing. What is it saying? What is
Sherry.
the name? Huh? What is it saying?
Sherry. Or
Cherry.
Cherry. I'm
Okay.
not sure
The
how she
Father
says it.
God is getting ready to do some restoration over your household. There, what's going on here? I don't see it anymore. All right, no. Anybody who touched the screen, it has gone to a let me see. I don't want to mess this thing up. I don't want to go in and do anything. But I wanted to go back and show again, but it's not. Oh no, devil, you're not gonna do this tonight. I am not in the mood. God is getting ready, Sherry, to restore. The enemy comes in recently and try to break and wreak havoc in the house. In the house, oh my God, it's like you ever see a like you have this big old bucket, right? You got a big old bucket, and in that bucket, it have holes in that bucket, right? And that's what's going on right now in the spectrum of your lifestyle. You got a bucket with a hole. It doesn't matter what you're doing. The water comes in, and the water just flow out of that hole, Sherry. But just like your name is a part of the cherries, the Father said there is a red land that's opening up to you. Red means the blood of Jesus. Red means when the Israelites was going, oh my God, through the barren, going over into the promised land, the angels, no, it wasn't the angels. It was those demonic swords and force that try to come in, Sherry, to come in and to block what God was going to be doing for those Israelites. And it's the same thing that's going on in your spectrum at this point. Glory to God. But the red is going to come in, and you're going to get a chariot, and you're going to actually go over because you're an intercessor. You're an intercessor. You intercede. You pray. You have a prayer language, and it changes for the different atmosphere, for the different spectrum of things that you're getting ready to go into. And sometimes you may say stuff and you may not even understand, but that is when the bull's eye is getting ready to take place. When you're getting ready to knock those demonic forces out, you just need to be in a place where you're going to be trained and taught how to do spiritual warfare. Because you are an intercessor, a prophetic intercessor. And when you go to bed, Sherry, and when you start hearing these things, Sherry, it is the voice of the Lord waking you up. You are a midnight prayer warrior. You are a midnight intercessor. You are a midnight in the kingdom of God to drive out demonic sources. And you're saying you want to be hooked up to people who have understanding and eyes to see. Because a lot of people think that you're crazy, but you're not crazy. You are a part of the supernatural. Okay? Father, we give you praise for Sherry tonight. Father, we worship Kalabosta, Sherry on the line. Father God, that when we come alive, that she would be able to be aligned with us, with one source and one force. Father, this is not time for us to go and hide under a bush. This is the time for us to come out. And Sherry is saying she's just so tired. She says she's tired. I hear she's saying she's tired. I hear she said she needs vitamin. And the vitamin she needs, she said she needs power. And the vitamin says she needs, she said she needs eyes. See, she put her hand on her left eye. She says she needs eyes to see. And she wanted to say, what woman is this? Well, you know what? You're the same woman, Sherry. You can see things in the spirit, but you just never understand how to explain it. So I'm explaining it to you. You are a powerful intercessor. You are a supernatural intercessor. You have been called by your mom out of your mom's womb to play for the nations of Israel. You'll be like, why are you so in love with Israel? They love Israel, huh? Why are you so much in love with Israel? I don't know you, Sherry. I don't know you from a peas in a pot. Hey, you have the love for Israel and America because God has placed that in your heart. Not everybody loves Israel and America. This ain't about who in an office or who ain't in office. This is about a strategic movement of the Holy Ghost where God is setting up his people for kingdom business. And who can't get it and who can't understand it, that is their problem. God is sending people who understand the moment of the hour. And that's what it is. So welcome, Sherry. All of a sudden, I am welcoming somebody. I never usually, I don't, you know, I'll say hi, I love everybody. But I never tell a person, you found your home. I have never done that. I don't know what God is doing. Honest to goodness, because I ain't looking no friend. I ain't looking nobody. I am not interested. I don't have no time. Okay? I don't have it. I am, whatever you see, that's what you're going to get. It's that simple. And my name is Ruth Elizabeth, and whatever you see, that's what you're going to get. But you're here for training. You're here to understand about the prophetic. You are here to know who you are in Christ Jesus. You are here to know how you could pray and intercede. You're here to know how you could open your mouth. And when those words come out, and when your language starts changing, you're here to get the understanding that you are not different. You're not different. And you're not crazy. You're just hearing from God. Amen? Welcome. Welcome. Hey, glory. Let's give a clap. Let's give a praise again. Welcome, Sherry. God bless you. Glory to God. Father, we give you praise tonight. Father, we give you thanks tonight. Father, we give you worship. There is no other God beside the God of Jehovah. What? I just hear something. I just heard something. There's no God like Jehovah. I'm going to go back and finish the names because the Father said continue with the names. And I'm like, I was going to jump off of it, but he said, no, continue with the names. Okay, so the God of peace, which is Israel, which is, we pray for the peace of Israel. We pray for that. We declare peace. We declare supernatural peace. Build up a wall around your people, Lord. Build up a wall around Israel and America and all the location and the adjoining location of the world. Build it up, Lord. We stand in the gap. You are the rock. You are the God. You're the Lord God Almighty. Your name is Jesus of Nazareth. You bring salvation and healing and deliverance, joy and peace. This is what we had our past couple of days. This is in regards to our fasting. And the Spirit of God have me going over the fasting because I had something totally different in my paper. But I'm just being led by the Spirit, okay? Because what God is actually doing, he is really changing the heart right now of mankind. He's actually ministering peace to the soul of mankind right now. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man must be lifted up. So he got to be lifted up in our hearts. Jesus have to be lifted up in our mind. I look up there and I see Torah. And Torah is spelled T-O-R-A. But there's a Torah in the Bible. And you should study your name, Torah. You should study your name. 'Cause it's T-O-R-A, but in the Hebrew language it's spelled a little bit different. And if you take some time out, which you've been doing, but what I had told you a couple of weeks ago about studying something. I don't remember what I said, but it just come back. What did I tell you to study? I tell you to study something. You were supposed to be studying something. It just come back in my remembrance, as the Spirit of God told you. You were supposed to study something, but it's not to study a T-O-R-A. Okay? It means lamp, it means light. Your name means lamp, light. It guides and take you through the parts and the wilderness. Society has played a rough role in your life. But if you go to that Torah, if you go to that light, which is the light of the world that give us all understanding, you will see multiple changes in your life. Multiple changes. God is getting ready to do multiple changes. It's like he said, I'm Daniel. Daniel, you pray, Daniel. You're praying, Daniel. And from the moment you prayed, Lilita, from the moment you pray, don't know if I pronounced your name, but you know, Leila. I always pronounce these names, can't call them right. From the moment you pray, Verissa, from the moment you pray, Marie, from the moment you pray, Sonia, from the moment you pray, Ruth, from the moment you pray, Erol, from the moment you prayed, from the moment you prayed, from the moment you pray, Desti, effective immediately, Claudette, Marianne, Charlie, effective immediately. Sherry, effective immediately from the moment you prayed. Gloria, from the moment you prayed. Alanone kotele babarobote. From the moment she kondole. From the moment you prayed. That phone number ends with 636. I think it's 6355. I don't know what number is that. But from the moment you pray, the Father is saying, this is a moment prayer tonight. Whatever you believe in me for tonight, whatever you believe in me for, Navi, from the moment you pray, husband is on the way. Lord God Almighty. That's a lie from the pit of hell. You need a man, girl? Yeah, I see a man. Talk Caleb, but you better get ready. This man gonna be in church. You hear that, Navi? Ain't gonna be no nonsense, man. This is gonna be a good man that know the word of God. You're looking for a man. You say you want a man, but this is the man coming. Okay? The man coming. You have to go to Jamaica to find that man, okay? The man is right on your backyard, on your soul. S-O-O, Lord. Get yourself ready, girl. It's gonna be like a massive touchdown. From the moment you prayed, Galatushimali, it's a light-skinned man too. He's gonna be tall and handsome. You ain't never know you're gonna find a light-skinned man like that. Look like a Puerto Rican, tall and handsome. I see this handsome man, girl. Call me when he come to the door, okay? But behave your doggone self and keep your mouth shut. You got too much money like myself. Woo, Lord Jesus, I want to tell you something, Jennifer. I see a man too, but tell you what. We all gotta calm down. How come I seen all these husbands tonight? Get yourself ready for husband material. And men who looking for a wife, wifey coming. 2026 gonna be the year of manship and womanship. They gonna be on the massive and they gonna be on the grove. You looking for a husband and a wife? They're right there. God has them set up. I don't know why I'm saying this. I don't know why I'm saying this, but look, just mark it down. Oh, from the moment you pray, Mama, from the moment you pray, from the moment you pray, Mama. It's 6355 for the moment you pray. I'm here to tell you from the moment you pray. I'm here to tell you, my sister-in-law Sherry, from the moment you pray. This is a moment prayer. Michelle, from the moment you pray, from the moment you, Ruthie, from the moment you pray, Claudette, from the moment you pray, AD, I don't know who is AD, but from the moment you pray, it's a from the moment we pray tonight business. Sonia, from the moment you pray. Drew, from the, Drew need to listen to this. From the moment, I'm telling you, y'all need to write this down. From the moment you pray. From the moment you pray. Go back and read Daniel. The king of Persia, hold on to what Daniel was supposed to receive. But from the father said, Daniel, I mean, he sent the angel. He said, from the moment you pray. From the moment you prayed. Verna, from the moment you pray. Marie, from the moment you pray. I don't know. You got to hold on to this. You got to go. You got to go find that scripture with Daniel, people. Because I'm going to go find it. And I'm going to take charge. You need healing in your family from the moment you prayed. Tamar, I don't see you online. You were supposed to be online. From the moment you pray. Trisha and her husband, from the moment you pray. My generation, from the moment you pray. Call out your generation. There is something going on in the spirit. I got a prophet in Hartford. Zach, from the moment you pray, I'm telling you, there is going to be a change in your life, son. That's my prophet. I see the waters as moving, and you're going to step in dry land, and you are going to prophesy, and God, Zach, God is going to open up from the, oh, God Almighty, from the oh, God, the windows of heaven is pouring down in your head, Zachariah. From the moment you pray. From the moment you pray. From the moment you pray. Father God, we thank you this night. We praise you this night. We come against every foul, detestable spirit, every lying demonic tongue that want to raise up, I want to take our generation down. We come in and we break it, and we plead the blood of Jesus from the roots, and we speak to our, oh my God, and we speak to our generation, and we say, you are broken, demonic, every demonic tiger, every lying spirit, every foul spirit. Hear it. Oh my God. Leviathan, Cobra, Python, Octopus, Birds, Worms, Roaches. Flies, hawks, dogs, every foul spirit that comes with the animal and the fish, from the marine, like anything that want to come, every demon in hell. On the earth, under the earth, above the earth. We break it with the blood of Jesus. Every worm, every worm that comes in and just wiggles and wiggles, and we just break it in the spirit, and we command it to die. And we plead the blood of Jesus over every blindness, over every eyesight. That is dim. We said, eyesight, wake up now in the name of Jesus. Oh, give them the eyes of the spirit, spiritual eyesight. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Every lying spirit. Early death, we come against every death and we say we call for the 120. Genesis 6, verse 3. Fate is a fact, but is also an act. Whatever we believe, we receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. From the moment we prayed, from the moment we prayed, from the moment we prayed, the armor of God. I just look over here and see the armor of God. I see the armor of God. I just have this thing on my desk with the armor of God. I don't remember where I get it from, Jeremiah, Prophet Jeremiah, something like that, but I got it from somewhere. Ephesians 6, 10 to 18. And this is what I have. And I just open it up and I'm looking at the arm. I'm looking at the belt of truth. Yeti kushiba laboba. I'm looking at the breastplate of righteousness. I'm looking at the gospel of peace. I'm looking at the shield of faith. And I also have the same armor over here on my desk. So this got to be a reason why the Spirit of God have me. Here it is. Shikunin matiloto lamande. A sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Which is the Word of God. The blessed spirit of righteousness. That means we have right standing with God, right living, doing things right, righteousness, right standing. Then you have truth, which you speak the truth. That's going to be your belt. That's going to be the one that belts you around your waist. Truth. Helmet upon your head is salvation. You're going to have the salvation of the Lord. The shield of faith. Knowing what you know in the spirit, knowing what you know in the word, that when the enemy comes, you could use the word of God to drive him back every single time of the hour and the day and the place, based on Mark 11, 23, 24, whatever you believe you're going to receive, you speak to that mountain. That is faith in action. Hebrews, oh my God, 11, go to Sunday, little bar. Faith and the shoes of peace. Be a peacemaker. Be a peacemaker. Be a peacemaker. Promote peace. That's what I had written down tonight. Blessed are the peacemakers. Love your enemy. Yes, I know it's hard. But try to fall in love. Go over 1 Corinthians 13 and try to walk in love. Forgive. Once again, James 3:18, the fruits of righteousness. Is the sown in peace of them that make peace. Father, what can we say tonight? What can we say tonight? We march tonight. We walk out tonight. We listen tonight. We move strategically tonight. We break every spirit that's not of you tonight. We, you know, when we're, I'm like, you know, like when I'm in my country, people use all kinds, especially when they're building a house. We never know it was witchcraft. We didn't know it was witchcraft, AD. Okay. I'm glad to see your face. I'm glad to see your face. I'm glad you actually open up for me to actually see your face. I am so happy to see your face. Because there's something in your forehead. It would be a blazing fire, but it cannot be a blazing fire with confusion in that fire. Okay? So what I'm here to say, like when we were in our country in Jamaica, they used to have a, like when you're building a house, they would take the chicken and they would cut the neck of the chicken, right? And they will go around your house. You know anything about that, AD? You're from the West Indian country? Okay. Where are you from? Where? I can't hear. You gotta type it in or something because I cannot hear. Where are you located? I
In
really.
Daytona Beach,
Huh?
Daytona, Florida. In Florida, Daytona Beach.
Daytona.
Well, actually, I'm in Palm Coast, but Daytona is where I'm from.
That's right around the corner. I am from Palm Coast.
Okay.
So we're like neighbors.
Yes.
So you're originally from Daytona, or you're from like Georgia, or where are you from really? Where are you from? Where are your family from? Where's your mom and your dad? Where they used to live?
Florida.
Where your grandparents used to live?
Well, Florida. I think somewhere in South
Anybody
Carolina.
from Decatur, Georgia?
No, not that I know of.
Because when I'm talking, I hear the word Decatur. And I'm
I have
like, who's
family in Georgia, but they're not my grandparents. They're like cousins.
got a lot of
Oh,
cousins
well,
and stuff?
I have my father's. Great, my father's aunt lives in Georgia, but I'm not sure which part.
Because when I'm like, I really, really hear Decatur, and I really hear, I'm really, really seeing some focus in Georgia. And this is really, really coming from generations, you know what I mean? And like I was going back saying that when I'm from Jamaica, and her family in Jamaica, they're building houses, and they would go out and they would get these chicken and they would cut the head off of the chicken and they would sprinkle it in the earth and see what they're doing is driving away evil spirit. So in down south, they call it roots. So in generation, they may call it roots in different generation. So, well, if I'm praying for you and I'm hearing Decatur and I'm hearing about roots and I'm hearing all of this, then we got to go in and we got to do spiritual warfare. Because then you will be wondering, why am I going through this? How many kids do you have?
One,
A son or a daughter?
a daughter.
How is she doing? How old is she?
My daughter is 28. 28.
And does she finish
28.
school? Was she good in
She's in the
school?
military. She's in the military.
She's in the military.
Yes.
And how is she doing in the military? Does she feel, when you talk to her, does she feel like she's depressed? Or how does she actually feel?
I believe so. I believe so. She is trying, she's going through the military process, trying to get out, I think. But she
Oh,
has
you
some
see that? So
people around.
that's why I'm asking these questions, because we're going to be doing target practice. Target practice means we're going to hit the nail right on the head,
Hey.
because we really have no time for sitting and praying around with the enemy. Were you married when you have her?
No.
Okay, so this is really okay. So all right, so that's where somebody like, okay.
All right. But she is pregnant and she has a daughter. Now she has a husband.
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on over there in that part, okay? There's a whole lot of stuff. There's a whole lot a confusion and what the enemy wants to do. The enemy really want to come in and really want to wreck families. That's the enemy's strategy, to come in and tear married people down, come in and distort the family. But if we have eyes to see, we step and right on this track. And when the Father show me certain stuff, it's for us to pray and to say, back off, devil. And if your daughter is not saved, and if you are saved and itchy washy in the church, we're gonna say, Father God, we repent. Okay? We ain't not gonna have the devil gonna come in and do nothing in our household. And the
That's
Bible
right.
says the generation of the righteous is blessed. You got a target right there. That's the target practice right there. You could catch him on his head and say, look, you're under my feet because my generation is blessed. My daughter and her husband, our household is going to be blessed. And if they're not saved, Lord, I am sending people into their path.
Yes.
Lead them to you, Lord God Almighty. Lead them into righteous path. Lead them, Lord God, where they get saved and delivered. And she don't have to sit over there picking out her hair. Oh my God. And losing sleep. Oh Lord. Satan, you a liar. Take your hand out of her head. Leave her here. I mean, like she want to lose even a hair off her head. Lord God, let her loose. Oh, we break and we bind the spirit
Brandon
of
in the
evil.
name of Jesus.
It's like, oh God, put your hand on your head. Put your hand on your head. Take your right hand and just place it on your head. Because right now she's going through some head problems, okay? There's a lot of confusion. We break and we bind the spirit of confusion. We
Right
break
now.
and we bind the spirit of confusion. Then we come, Father God, into your house. Your house. Your house, 80. We come into your house and we break
Yes.
that weapon that's against you in your house. We break that, oh God, that
Yes.
confusion in your house that's leak over on your porch.
God. Oh,
We break it in the mighty name of Jesus. If she has done anything wrong, she repent.
right now.
Repent. And she asks the Lord to forgive her. To
Lord,
forgive her.
thank
And
you.
Father, we thank you that the
Thank
enemy
you,
will not
Lord.
come back in. She's going to know when the enemy comes in. You're going to give her the eyes to see. You're going to
Yes.
aim for her to smell and for her to know. Lord God, I beg you tonight, Father, by your word. Minister to her from the inside out. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost.
Right
She
now, Lord.
need you, Holy Spirit. She need you, Holy Spirit. She need to be
Yes.
strong. She need to stand up to the enemy when he comes in. She need her finances to be, oh God.
Yes.
Oh, he's trying to destroy our finances. My God, Satan, you a liar. Take your hand off of her
Right
business.
now,
My God.
Jesus.
Do you know the business you were supposed to be in, but you can't go into it? Because every time you get some money, it's gone.
Well, it's funny you say that because I have a sister that's trying to. I don't know. I just got to pray on it. It's crazy. I don't
Jesus
know.
Christ. I'm here to stand in the gap with you, honey. I see business, but you know what? Them business is just like the devil just want to come in and wreck them business because, you know. Let me tell you, the beautiful part about it, that when the Holy Spirit reveals, it is going to take care of it.
Hey.
Jesus Christ. The enemy is like engine number 9 going up the Chicago line. Every time you go up Chicago line, there is like a doggone crab. My mother always talk about a crab in the plane to pull you back. Okay? Pull you down. Always a crab up there in, to break off them legs because they do not want to see you have nothing. Crab-like spirit. Crab-like demons. Crab. I mean, a nasty crab. I mean, oh my God. And most of it is your family member. Oh my God, it's crab. They are crab. They are crab-like spirit. Why you gotta hook up with them family who don't mean you no good? Some families, you just gotta separate yourself, honey.
Separate. You're right. You're right.
I'm asking for a separation. Tell the Holy Spirit you need a separation. Tell the Holy Spirit you're not gonna stop talking to these people, but you just need to separate. They like parasites. Hey, I'm gonna call it just the way I see it. Sometimes you gotta get rid of them parasite demons, okay? Parasitic. A smell in the spirit. You know why? Because they don't have none. And because they don't have nothing, they don't want you to have nothing.
The devil is a liar, because I'm gonna have it. It's mine.
You just got to know the stand and say, yes, it's yours. You
Yes.
got Hebrews 11. You got to read Hebrews 11.
Verse
And you got
11.
to see all the peoples of faith. And you just put your hand up and say, Lord God, we repent.
Lord God, we repent
From all our sins.
from all our sins.
Take it now, Lord.
Take it now, Lord,
And deliver me, I pray.
and deliver me, I pray.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name,
Bring a whirlwind upon me
bring a whirlwind upon me
of health
of health. Thank you, Lord. Thank
and
you, Jesus.
wealth.
And wealth.
Come
Thank you.
into my belly.
come into my belly.
Take away all those acids feeling
Take
out of
away
my
all
belly.
those acids out of my belly right now, Lord.
Right now,
Right
Lord
now,
Jesus,
Jesus.
break down the spirit of acid.
Jesus.
Acid, acid. Yes, break it. There it goes. It is coming
Jesus.
up and out. Yeah.
Hey,
Yeah.
hallelujah.
Malate.
Jesus. Thank
Mashukunama.
you,
Yeah,
Lord.
there it is. There it is. Those acid in the lining of the belly. Yeah, go. Breathe it out now. Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory.
Jesus.
There it is. It's out. Yeah. Yes, it's gone. Yeah. When you go back to the doctor, you let the doctor check you from top to bottom. You just gotta go check yourself. And then you get
Hallelujah.
away, stay off of those grease and eat the right stuff.
I remember
I
what you
gotta do
told
the
me
same
last
thing
week. I do.
myself. But
Yes.
I look in that belly and it was on fire. Acid. Acid. Yeah, but it's I see it just up and out. It just come up and come out.
Hallelujah,
I just
Jesus.
see up and out. How does it how you feel when you just how do you feel now? How do you feel when you're like, feels good?
Because my grandmother and my father had that.
And you feel, it feels good now? Feel a
I
little
feel
better?
better.
Yeah. Just Isaiah 53. Just Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53 verse 4 and 5. Isaiah 53 verse 4 and 5. Just call out Isaiah 53 verse 4 and 5. And 1 Peter 2, 24. 1 Peter. And there's another scripture here. Let me get it. Let me get it. Let me see if I have it up here. Whew, healing is the children's bread. I always say that. And it's in Matthew 20, in Matthew 15. Matthew 20, Matthew 15, 22 to 28. But I have in here where the 26th verse is where healing is the children's bread. That scripture where the woman said, "You know what, master? Even the dog eat the crumbs from the master's table." And we see that cough that you have. You just gotta keep coughing. Just cough it out. Just keep going and just cough it out. Cough it out and let it just come out, complete out of that system. Because that was in the belly, it will bring a real bad sickness. Okay, and you don't really want that because it's a part of your generation, like you just said. It's a part of your generation, like you just said, and you
And bring
actually
it.
doesn't want that in your system.
I don't.
Because what it brings the C word, and you know that.
Not me.
And you don't want that on you. So
I'm
we
not
took
claiming
care of
it.
that in the spirit, and
Yes.
we sever that in the spirit, and we plead the blood of Jesus over
Plead the
your
blood of
AD in the
Jesus.
spirit, and we
Yes.
thank God for you in the spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to
Thank you,
God.
Lord.
Father, we thank
Thank
you
you,
this day.
Jesus.
We praise you this day.
Yes, Lord.
We glorify you this day. Father, just bring it all up. Bring it all up out of her. Bring up all those mucus out of her, Lord. Bring it up. Bring it up. Let she just spit it out. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against every foul ancestral spirit that want to come in and want to locate and want to put themselves. It's like, what you call it? I mean, you look at it, it's like a, what they call it, cocoon-like, a little bug into a little, and you just have to just drive it out. It's like this. And it just set up in the belly, you know? So when you, oh, when you burp, it could just feels it. You know what I mean? So in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
Jesus.
we just thank you, Father. And it's coming out. It's coming out. Rub your stomach. Just rub your stomach. Just put your hand over there and rub your stomach. And just feel that acidy part of the body. Just, it comes out and just comes out. Father, we give you praise. Glory to God. We thank you, Father. We
Oh,
thank you.
Jesus, thank you.
Oh, Lana Bosatire, out of that belly, Lord, you said you send us to heal the sick. You send
Yes,
us to
Lord.
lay hands on the sick, and you send us that they will recover, Lord, according to Mark 16. Mark 16, I think it's Mark 16, yeah. Going to all the world and preach the gospel.
Jesus.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. Let me say Mark 16. I think it's Mark 16. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you this day, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the supernatural, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you that the heavens are opening up, Lord. We thank you that in you we move. Mark 16. And you, we move and we have our being. We think, yes, cough it out, because it's been disturbed. That's what's going on. It's been disturbed. And during the daytime, just have some tea. Just have some tea. Have ginger tea. Oh yeah, ginger tea. Yeah, ginger tea. And okay, let me see Mark 16. Yes, Lord. Those that wait upon the Lord, he will renew their strength. That's what he just said. If you
Hey.
wait upon him, if you wait upon him, he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. And these signs, but he said, ye that believe and baptize shall be saved. And he that believe not will be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. So because you're a believer, I'm a believer. Every single person on the line is a believer. Hey, in the name, in what name? In his name, you shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. New tongues is what I speak with. The gifts of the Spirit. That's what he's talking about. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, and if it hurt them, they shall lay hands on the sick. Hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And that's what we just did. And then 1 Peter 2:24 tells us, by his stripes we are healed.
Heal.
And Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, by his stripes, by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you and we praise you. Father, we give you praise.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
your name is glory. Father, your name is powerful. Father, your name means
Lord.
kingdom. Father, your name, which is Joshua, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Heavenly Father, we declare that you are more than enough. We declare that you would live on the heights, on the heights. We declare that you're in the heavens and we are here in the earth. We declare that where we walk, Satan, we walk upon you. We are your footmobile. Yes. We declare that we are the joint here with Jesus Christ. Here stood God Himself. Yes. We declare that we have kingdom rights. We declare that the enemy has no power and no authority over us. We declare that this earth was given to us. The first Adam died. The second Adam came, took it from the enemy, and gave it to us. We declare that we are designed for kingdom. We declare, no matter what the enemy brings, we declare, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. We have to see ourselves like this. Don't just speak those words, let them manifest in your life. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in the heaven. So we come into the heavens right now and we take all that is ours and we bring it to the earth. We rejoice. Just like you have somebody that dies and leave you an inheritance. Look up the word HEIR and see what it means. We are heirs to the kingdom of God. And we are joint heir with Jesus Christ. That means whatever Jesus possesses, we possess the same thing because we're joint ownership. You got to get this. It is in Romans 8. I believe it's Romans 8:17. Go look it up. Believers, I'm not gonna go there. You gotta go find it where you are joined here with Jesus Christ Himself. Kingdom of God, come now and manifest yourself to your children. We thank you this night that you were able to be online. We're not naturally normally online on Tuesday night, but because I won't be in town tomorrow. We are going out of town, so we couldn't be online. Next week, Tuesday, hopefully that's when I'm supposed to be back online. I want to tell you guys something. We are kingdom. Jesus Christ lives inside of us. When we walk this earth, we are walking with Jesus. His kingdom is displaying through us. When we show up in an area, kingdom shows up. When you go to England, you are going over to royal land. You're going over into royal era with the king and the queen. When we give our life to Jesus Christ, we are transported right then from death to life. In that life, it is kingdom life. We are kingdom citizens. We are not mediocre. We are not bottom feeders. We are joined here in his kingdom. We are here as ambassador working for him. We have to see this on our jobs, off our jobs, in our family, in our homes. We're not going to go over there and be cocky, but we're going to show up. And once we show up, the devil's supposed to flee because we are of authority. In the name of Jesus Christ. We have authority in the name of Jesus. We have authority in the name of. You got to go look up some words that say you have authority. You just can't sit around and be bawling. No, you can't. We just can't do this. We have rights. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In heaven, there is no sickness. In heaven, there is no lack. Genesis 1 tells us he gave us everything. And then Adam messed it up. And then Jesus come and took it back, the second Adam. We have rights. So this day, I think it's 8:30. Nine, I think. Put on my glasses and see. My glasses need to be clean. Or maybe this little piece of glasses ain't got no use. I gotta get me a new glass. I gotta believe God for some new eyesight. Okay, 8:38. 8:38, October 13th. And we declare that we have kingdom rights, and we lack nothing in that kingdom. And we also declare that we are the king's kid and we are royal. Amen. I want to thank you, every single person, for being on the call tonight. Kiss your mommy for me, Gloria. I want to thank every single person for being on the call. Always remember that you have rights to the kingdom. Always remember. Look at my baby girl over there. She just come on. She come on with her mommy leaving. Always remember that we are kingdom citizens and we have kingdom rights. You hear that, Tara? You got rights to the kingdom. AD, you go for it and do what you need to do. Do some fasting. It doesn't have to be no 4, 5, 6 things. Just fast. Because you know you don't like fasting, so just fast, okay? You don't like, I mean, but do take at least an hour, okay? At least an hour. Fast with some fruits or water or something for yourself, and ask God to really open up the doors for your business.
Okay.
Entrepreneurship, amen.
Amen.
Entrepreneurship. using your hands for what he has given you to do, those skill hands that he give you. Okay. What are you, an artist? You draw, you make clothes? What do you do?
Well, no, I can sew, but it's like dibble and dabble. I don't really do anything like that. But I work with kids.
So what kind of business are you planning on going in?
I want to start like a tutoring or a school.
Tutoring, okay.
A school.
You're gonna knit them brains together, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because I see sewing like something knitting, so that's good. So you see you sew a little bit. Okay, well.
Nibble and dabble. I haven't done it in a while, but
Yeah.
I will, like a little
Creative.
bit.
Be creative, yeah. Okay. All righty, Father, we just thank you tonight. We give you praise. And I say good night to every single person, and I say shalom, and keep on praying for Israel, and keep on praying for America. Keep on praying for your family, and just pray for your generation. I mean, at time past, remember, we know that our family is different from our generation. A generation is what come out of our lines. Our family is your mom, but you know what your mom produced and your dad produced. Those are your family, but your generation, the word of God said the generation of the righteous is blessed. He didn't say the family, he said the generation of the righteous. So whatever you have or whoever you have in your generation, that's your generation. Like for me, I have three kids, and those Sonia, Trisha, and Kenny, that's my generation. My mom's family is my family. My brothers and sisters, they're my family. So when I'm praying and the Father revealed that to me, so that's how I pray strategically along that line. Family, different from my generation. So I pray, moving forward like a soldier, knowing the difference. Amen. So you pray for your generation. Amen. Glory to God. I love you guys. Have a great night. Pray for us because we leave tomorrow. Should be back sometime, maybe Wednesday, Thursday. So God is good. Keep everybody in prayer. I love you, Veressa. God bless you. Glad to see you tonight. Hey, my love, my daughter and my grandbabies. I love you guys. Mwah, mwah.